If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Jen Sabella from Block Club Chicago with some positive news about the Jesse White Tumblers. They are going to get some nice exposure tonight. Is that, Jen?
Yes. Good morning, Bob. They will be on America's Got Talent tonight for the quarterfinals. So we can really, if you tune in tonight at 7 p.m. on NBC, you vote, you get 10 votes if you log in, and if you give all of those votes to the Chicago's team, the Jesse White Tumblers, they can move forward in the competition. They had a really successful debut in July on the show where they got a standing ovation. As many of us know, the Jesse White Tumblers, which was started by former Secretary of State Jesse White, they've been around for 67 years. These kids are unbelievable. They are like flipping through the air. We actually have them at our Block Club Block Party every year, including this October. But yeah, they're just phenomenal, a really positive organization in Chicago. So if you want to give Chicago some love and give them some love, you could tune in tonight at 7.
Cool. Well, let's talk about what's going on in Wicker Park with this new building that is going up just a couple of inches from a woman's window.
Yes, this is a crazy story. A woman, her name is Lucia Whalen, and she had to take to social media when she came home one day and there was a concrete wall 1 foot from her window. She can't even stick her arm all the way out the window. She can't put an air conditioner unit in there. It just came up out of nowhere. I guess there used to be an orphanage next door that was torn down years ago. And it was a vacant lot, so she was getting a lot of light in her bedroom for a while. And then an apartment was approved with a parking garage. She knew the apartment was coming, but because the lot was, the orphanage was an old building and that her building is an old building, the city's Department of Buildings, the developers don't have to leave the space that they now have to leave in between buildings. So now when they're building a building, they need to put 3 feet in between each structure. But because older rules allowed 1 foot between each structure, that is what they did. She has been basically trolling the city and the aldermen online with a series of videos and getting a lot of attention. So Alderman Daniel Espada said he's going to meet with this tenant and try to figure out a solution. I don't know if that means bringing down the concrete wall, but you can go on our website, blockclubchicago.org, and it is unbelievable. Like, it is a nightmare. Like, if this happened to you, you'd be like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
So highly recommend going to check out those photos. It's like she's completely locked in her bedroom.
Well, we're talking about 1239 North Wood Street, the site of a former orphanage being converted into apartments. And on blockclubchicago.org, you've got a very interesting story about waiting in line, especially at the city's trendiest restaurants. And this is a common sight now, isn't it?
It is, and we noticed it, and we thought, why? Like, why do you want to wait out in line for over an hour to get a pastry or get a lunch table? But apparently, we talked to a lot of people in these lines, and especially on social media, it's a place to be seen. People will post themselves standing in line at Kasama, which is a really hot restaurant at 1001 North Winchester, at Del Sur in Ravenswood, which is a Filipino bakery. The owners of Del Sur were like, we don't want this. We don't want people to wait in line for an hour and then have to say, was it worth it? You know, was this food good enough to wait in line for an hour? So they're actually expanding the business to try to get rid of these lines. But this is being compared to the Beanie Baby craze of the 90s. Lines are the craze of 2026, and people are using these as a badge of honor, like getting a baguette that's hard to get.
That's crazy. I thought people would see lines and then figure, I'm not waiting, I'm going to go to another place. Although I always maintain, if I was going to open up a restaurant, I would hire people to be in line outside my establishment so it looked like it was good.
That would be a good idea. It seems to be the longer the line, the more people will get into it these days. And our reporter got into it. It's a really interesting read if you want to check it out on the platform Chicago.
Jen Sabella, thank you. Appreciate it.